I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis said Wednesday that Benedict, who in 2013 became the first pontiff to resign in six centuries, is quote-unquote very ill, and urged people to pray for him. The head of the worldwide Catholic Church later paid a visit to his 95-year-old predecessor at his home in a former convent inside the Vatican. Francis said, quote, "Remember him because he is very ill, asking the Lord to console and support him." A Vatican source told AFP that Benedict's health began deteriorating about 3 days ago. Chinese hospitals and funeral homes were under intense pressure on Wednesday as a surging COVID-19 wave drains resources, while the scale of the outbreak and doubts over official data prompts some countries to consider new travel rules on Chinese visitors. Reuters correspondent Ed Barron reports.
In an abrupt change of policy, China this month began dismantling the world's strictest COVID regime of lockdowns and extensive testing, putting its battered economy on course for a complete reopening next year. Some international health experts say this means COVID is spreading largely unchecked and could be infecting millions of people a day. China's foreign ministry on Wednesday said there should be a scientific basis for implementing COVID-19 rules after the US government announced it may impose new measures for travelers from China. US officials made the announcement on Tuesday over concerns over a, quote, lack of transparent data coming from Beijing.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday presented his annual address to Parliament before the new year.
Slava Ukraini!
Members of Parliament greeted him with a standing applause. There's still no prospects of talks to end the war. This is VOA News. Ethiopian Airlines is resuming flights to the capital of the war-torn northern region of Tigray on Wednesday, the first commercial flights to Tigray in about 18 months. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Kaseh Helu and her family are on one of the first flights from Addis Ababa to Tigray's capital Mekele in about 18 months. A day after a delegation of government officials and heads of public enterprises visited Mekele to discuss the implementation of last month's peace agreement.
I lived here, separated from my husband and child, whom I love. I came here for my daughter's examination and suddenly got stuck here.
The agreement, which included promises to restore services, ended 2 years of fighting between the Ethiopian federal government and its allies against the Tigrayan forces. The conflict killed thousands and displaced millions.
Rwanda said a fighter jet from the Democratic Republic of Congo violated its airspace Wednesday amid spiraling tensions between the neighbors over rebels advancing in the DRC's volatile east. The DRC has accused Rwanda of backing the M23 rebel group, which has captured swaths of territory from the Congolese army and allied militias in recent months. Kigali has denied the allegations, which are also supported by UN experts, as well as the United States, France, and Belgium. North Korea's leader has presented new plans to bolster the country's military power. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The move is an indication that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will continue his provocative run of weapons displays. Kim's statement came as tensions with South Korea rose sharply, with the South accusing the North of flying drones across the border for the first time in 5 years. The statement came in a meeting with top political officials, where Kim set out key goals to fortify what North Korean media are calling the self-reliant defense capability to push forward in 2023. I'm Karen Chamas.
Brazil's Supreme Court on Wednesday banned registered gun owners from carrying firearms in the federal district until after the inauguration of President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. In reaction to recent episodes of political violence, the move comes as tensions remain high in the South American country after the most fraught election in a generation, in which leftist Lula narrowly defeated far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro supporters have been camping outside army barracks, urging the military to stage a coup. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.